Welcome to the Morale Booster Network, a platform for entrepreneurs, career professionals, leaders, and the general public to give back to the society through coaching and mentoring. I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. I am an author, speaker, and strategist. I always say experience is the best teacher. You can stream or download this podcast from YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Podcast, Player FM, and Pandora. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everybody. Good evening from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I want to say thank you for joining us once again for another beautiful episode of the Morale Booster. I always like to remind everybody that every day above ground is a blessed day. Realize that so many people went to bed last night having plans for today, but unfortunately, some people couldn't see daylight. But guess what? You can see me, but those of you who are watching, you can hear me because you have the gift of life. So that is more than enough for you to be happy. That is more than enough for you to be glad that you have God on your side. That is more than enough for you to give praises, glory, and honor to God who created you. So once again, welcome. And we have a ritual. We have what we typically do, which is to like and share the broadcast. If this is your first time joining me on this program, welcome. Please like and share the broadcast. Like and share it. And here is the reason why. Because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message, right? Now, yesterday, when I want to share a story with you. Yesterday, on my way back from Abilene, Texas, I travel a lot. I get hired to conduct trainings and to, you know, speak at events. So on my way back from Abilene, Texas, there was a lady who was sitting next to me at the airport. In fact, at DFW airport, because I went through DFW from Abilene back to Georgia. And she was sitting next to me. So we got talking. And for those of you who are just getting to know me, I used to be a very shy person, you know, so shy that I couldn't even imagine myself speaking to strangers or even, you know, giving public speeches. It was challenging, right? And my story is that I was able to transition from shyness to public speaking. So right now, everywhere I go to, I want to interact. I want to meet people. I want to speak. In fact, my wife says you talk too much, right? So I met this lady. She was sitting next to me. And I said, something said to me, hey, John, now this is your assignment. This is the lady you need to motivate right now. Because I take it upon myself to always inspire people, at least one person every day. And I got talking to her. I said, hey, how are you? She said, she's fine. And I said, are you going home or you traveling for work? And she said, she is actually going for work. And I said, okay, that's great. I'm going home. I'm so happy. I'm just coming in from Abilene, Texas, and I'm going to Georgia. And she said, hey, I went to school in Abilene. That's where I attended college. I was like, oh, yes, that's God wanting to align my conversation and my mission. And I asked her what she studied. She said she studied music. And I said, oh, yes, that's great, which means you are living a life of purpose, because music, books, movies, those are some of the best legacies one can ever leave on earth. And she said, oh, that's what I loved when I was a baby. I studied music because I thought I would be doing music for the rest of my life. But the world, life hit me, and I stopped what I went to school for. And I said, really? She said, yes. She said she abandoned music to go into teaching. And right now, she's no longer a teacher because of life. She works at a casino. Now, I'm not saying working at a casino is bad, right? Where I'm heading to right now is that sometimes life moves us from what we are passionate about. Life happens to us, and we abandon the calling, the gift that we have. And that was her case. She said she had to leave music, she had to leave teaching to go into working at a casino. And she said she makes good money. She said, oh, some days I make $1,000 on tip. And I said, oh, yeah, that's great. And I said, God has sent every one of us, including you who's listening to me right now, that we have a purpose. So God sent every one of us into this life on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. And when I said that to her, she said, that's true. And life by default, if you do not have people like myself who are constantly reminding you not to abandon your gift, it's always so easy for you to abandon it, just like this lady. And she said, sir, you just made me have a rethink. I abandoned music, and music is something that I'm passionate about. And I said, yes, that's why God has connected us. It is possible for you to have a job that pays your bills. But always remember that your calling is that which would make you great. Your calling is that which can put your name on the surface of the earth, is that which can leave a legacy behind for you. And she said she was grateful for that reminder. Now, why am I sharing this story? I'm sharing this story because there are so many people out there who had a passion for something while they were growing up. And when life happened, they abandoned that passion. They abandoned that calling. And if you or anyone you know is going through that right now, I want you to know that it is okay for you to have a job, right? But it is not okay for you to just live a life of working, paying your bills, work, pay bills, work, pay bills, work, pay bills, and die. No. You were not born into this world just to be ordinary, but you were born into this world to be exceptional. And it is your gift, your calling, that natural calling, that innate gift that God has given to you that can help you live an exceptional life. If you are doing something different from your gift, you would live an ordinary life. You would live an ordinary life. So you must always remember that while you embark on your journey of employment, it is very okay for you to, give me 1 second, it is very okay for you to nurture your gift, your innate calling, that gift that you can harness, that you can use and display, even if you don't get paid to do it. That's what will make you great. Don't get carried away. Work, pay your bills, but never forget about your gift. Your gift is that which gave you endless joy when you were a child, that thing you were always passionate about, that thing you always promised and told yourself that you would do when you grow up. That's it. So I'm using this opportunity to remind you that if you have at any point talked yourself out of your gift, out of that which you were passionate about because of life's structure, it is never too late for you to go back, figure it out, and get started. Okay? It is possible for you. I want you to repeat this after me wherever you are. Say, it is possible. Say, it is possible. Yes, it is possible for you to realign with your gift. I used to be a very shy person. So shy that I couldn't even imagine myself speaking publicly. But when I realized that shyness was not going to help me get to the level that I would want, I decided I was going to take action. I decided I was going to find myself a mentor who would help me overcome shyness. And I did just that. Right now, I have been able to transition shyness to public speaking and using my voice on a daily basis to inspire people. When I wake up every day, I do five things. What are those five things? I motivate people, I inspire people, I think, I strategize, and I study. That's my rule of five every day. Motivation and inspiration is there because God gave me the opportunity to overcome shyness. And if you are listening to me right now, I am not saying that to impress you, but I'm saying it to press upon you that if I could transition from shyness to public speaking, it means you too can realign with your purpose. It means you too can achieve your goals. It means you too can have a job while you're building your life purpose on the side. And I want to share with you a book that I wrote titled From Shyness to Public Speaking. If you or anyone you know is struggling with shyness and you're looking for ways to overcome shyness, I have been on that journey. And I wrote this book for you, From Shyness to Public Speaking. It's available on Amazon. Go get a copy now. Get a copy for that your friend or family member who is thinking of getting into public speaking or thinking of overcoming shyness. And you would not regret it. Thank you so much. Today we have a guest who is passionate about helping people transition from where they are to where they want to be. This is a woman who has experience in life, who has been through some challenges herself, but was able to navigate life's challenges. And I'm bringing her here because there is a very important topic that I want us to talk about. I will be bringing her stage shortly. Yes, that's her. So before I bring her or allow her to share some wisdom with us, I'm going to introduce her. So, lady with me today, her name is Kenya Park. Kenya is an accomplished individual who has made a significant impact in various fields. As an award-winning best-selling author, she has published 3 books and a fitness journal, captivating readers with her insightful and inspiring words. Now, Kenya's passion for motivating others, just like myself, just like our program, extends beyond her writing, as she also serves as a motivational speaker and she facilitates workshops. Her mission is to support and assist individuals in strengthening their confidence. Yes, I know there's so many of you out there right now who need this lady. And she helps you by overcoming your scars and finding the power to forgive what you cannot forget. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I want you all to join me as I welcome to the stage this powerful woman, this motivational speaker, this woman of purpose who has been through life and is right now giving back by using her gift to help people transition from where they are to where they want to be. No other person but the great Kenya Park. Let's give her a warm welcome. Welcome, madam, to my show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank God. It seems your laptop is working now, right?
Thank you for that warm introduction.
You're welcome.
It is.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank God for that. You know, technology would always be technology. Your volume is awesome. Your audio is awesome. So yes, we can get going. So welcome, Kenya. It's a pleasure and a privilege having you here. I want you to know that we are so excited having you here. God bless you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So today, ladies and gentlemen, please, before we get started, I want you to remember to like and share this broadcast, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. And we will be talking about something that a lot of us have experienced one way or the other. Yes. So today I will be asking her a question. And my question is it possible to forgive? So ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please listen. It's very, very important. Is it possible to forgive and love someone who once tried to ruin you? So when we're talking about ruin here, we're talking about, it could be someone who tried to, dent your image, someone who tried to ruin your relationships, someone who tried to get you out of business, someone who tried to, who stabbed you at the back, who said all kinds of negative things about you. Is it possible to forgive and love someone who once tried to ruin you? So if you all have questions, please feel free to drop your questions while our guest for today will be sharing or talking to us about this question. So it's all yours. Is it possible, Kenya,
to forgive? It is. It is very possible. And since you asked me that question, I've been thinking about it in my life. And I could only speak for myself. And it is possible. I've gone through some things in my life that were tragic. I've gone through some things in my life that you possibly wouldn't be able to forgive a person for. But we're charged to forgive. And we always have to remember that. And so often when people think of forgiveness, they think that, okay, if I forgive this person, I have to do life with them. If I forgive this person, I gotta forget what they did to me. If I forgive this person, do I still have to love them? And it's so many dynamics. There's so many different ways in which we could speak on this topic. But the question was, can I forgive and love someone that tried to ruin me? And that answer is, for me, is yes. And I think that, I can speak from it from so many different angles, but I'm going to start with me being a woman of God. And being a woman of God, I have to first speak from that angle, because I feel that we're charged to forgive. I feel that God gives us grace daily, and He forgives and places our sins into the sea of forgiveness every day. And if we're not willing to do the same for our sisters or brother, then who are we?
Exactly.
And so I think that when we began to understand that type of godly love, I think it's easy to forgive. It's easy to love. It's easy to look past the flaws of others and continue to do life with them.
Yes. Yes. I completely agree with you on that, because I am one who, I hardly get upset. I cannot remember the last time I got upset. But when I was much younger, I could use my last energy to plan for revenge. When I was much younger, revenge was my middle name. There was no way on earth I would have that spirit of forgiveness, when I was much younger. But right now, I see things from a different perspective. I see people who hurt people as ignorant people, right? So it's easy for me to quickly forgive them and move on. Because now, you remember, forgiveness is not necessarily for us. Forgiveness is not necessarily for the offender or the person who has hurt us. But forgiveness is for us. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. So much so. And, you know, I'll speak on this. This month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And at the age of 8, I was sexually assaulted. At 8 years old. And I grew up and I lived with that resentment. I carried hatred in my heart. I didn't understand at the age of 8, how could God allow something like that to happen to me? Eight. And the person that caught it, she got me at 8. She cleaned me up. And she told me never to tell anyone because my parents would be mad at me for being fast. So I had to carry that resentment. I had to carry all of that with me for so many years. And there was hate that built in my heart toward her because she didn't understand what she took from me. She took my voice. My innocence was taken. So I had to not only forgive the person that had offended me, but I had to forgive the person that made me feel like this was my fault. And growing up, I didn't tell anybody for over 10 years what happened to me.
Wow.
But I was able to forgive the offender, and I was able to forgive the person that silenced me. But it took growth. It wasn't something that I did as a teenager. It wasn't something that I did as a young adult. I was in my 30s before I understood how to forgive, because I needed to forgive them so that my healing could begin. So I grew up angry. I grew up resentful. And that was this bitterness in my heart. And I never forget my boss sitting me down in a review and told me that I came across as an angry Black woman. And when I went home, I sat on the edge of my bed and I cried and I cried, because that's not how I wanted people to see me. But in that moment, a transformation began to happen. But I had to first acknowledge the fact that something wasn't right and that something needed to happen. And the Bible tells us that a wise man seek counsel. See, so often we think we can do this battle and this journey on our own. And I got a counselor, a psychiatrist that was after God's own heart. And she walked me through this journey. But one of the things that she told me, she said, forgiving them is not for them. Kenya, it's so that your healing can begin, so that it can take place. And it did. And I stand here now and I can say that, am I healed? I don't think that we're ever healed, but I'm better than I was before. And I think that every day God takes me on a journey where he's showing me, he's healing my scars. And Scars is the name of one of my books, Strengthen Your Confidence and Recover Successfully. Because I had to learn how to strengthen me along the way. And as God was strengthening me, I wanted to share those nuggets with others. Because if he could do it for me, in my brokenness, imagine what he could do to so many others that didn't quite go through what I had gone through.
Right.
So in my book, there's a chapter that talks about forgiveness, about identifying that feeling, that emotion, what's causing it, and God had to get me to a place in my life that I understood how to handle those emotions, where I understood how to handle those feelings.
Yes.
But I first had to forgive me, because for so many years, I blame myself. So often it's because we haven't forgiven ourselves.
That's true.
So this is a topic that I could speak on. And when you gave me this question, being a woman and African American, it's so many different ways I can take this topic.
Yes, I know. Well, I must say I sorry for, you know, what you went through. You know, people are heartless. You know, it's appalling. But we thank God for life. We thank God for healing. And please, for those of you who are still listening to us, in addition to her in addition to Kenya being a motivational speaker, she holds the esteemed position of chief executive officer in a multi-million dollar business, right? She is the first woman and African-American to hold that position of CEO in 95 years, breaking barriers and paving the way for future generations. And this is a woman who has had some experiences in life. So what she is sharing with us right now is firsthand. This is a woman who has been through, what I cannot even speak about right now. And she has moved past it, right? So her view is that it is possible, all right? Our question for today is it possible to forgive and love someone who once tried to ruin you? Yes, I have been in I was in a business relationship that did not end well, right? But I have learned one thing over the years, that the earlier, the faster you forgive people, the better it would be for you. Because like what she said, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself. Because it takes a lot of energy to be upset. Is that correct, Kenya?
Oh, yes, it does. And it's draining.
It takes a lot. My God.
Yes.
It is draining. It is draining. So it is possible for those of you who are contemplating, who are thinking if it's possible for you to forgive that person who has hurt you today. Kenya is telling you that it is possible. Is that true, Kenya?
It is possible. And so often when people offend us, it's easy for us to hold resentment. It's easy for us to want to get revenge. Mm. But what I challenge people to do is think of a time in your life where you needed forgiveness, where you've wronged someone, where you were out of character, and you needed someone to forgive you. And so often, you know, it's easy for us to look at what someone has done to us, but it's so hard for us to look at how we've offended others. And how we seek forgiveness daily.
Oh, yes.
And so can we forgive and love? Yes. But one thing that I will say that God taught me, I can forgive you and I can love you, but I don't have to do life with you.
Yes.
I don't have to do life with you.
I love
you know,
that.
In the position, in the job that I work, I've had managers to steal. I've had, you know, people that have tried to ruin my name come back and need me for a job, you know, in so many different ways. And, you know, so often what we don't pay attention to is allow God to move those people out of your way.
Yes.
Because God would in return turn and make those people your footstool and they'll need you. And I'm not saying, oh, we don't hire them back or we don't forgive. It's okay to forgive, but I don't have to do life with you. I don't have to do life with you.
Yes.
And that's not a part of the forgiving process.
I like that. I like that. You don't have to do life with them. Yes. Because from my own point of view, when people hurt you, God is just showing you who they are. God is just helping you create a boundary. Right? Yes, it is possible to forgive them. It is possible to love them. But you have to set a boundary. At that point, you know areas where you cannot deal with them anymore. You know areas where you need to let them know, hey, don't go beyond that path. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's setting boundaries in every aspect. You know, so we talk about strangers and people in the street that we encounter, but you have to set those boundaries within family.
Yes.
And so often it happens in families. And families, you know, that people stop talking to each other. They stop dealing with each other. But see, I don't have to stop talking to you, but I know that there's a boundary and I have to learn how to deal with you. Right. You know, and that's the part that we forget. But so often when people do things that you feel are unforgivable, just step back and look at that person. And what I've started to do, I've charged myself to see, how can you help? Because it's something within them that's broken. It's something within them that's crying out for help, the same way I once was in my life. So instead of running away, or instead of trying to find the harm or the fault in it, or to find offense. So often I look and I say, "Ooh, that baby is so broken. How can I help this person?
Yes.
What can I do to change that so that they don't offend someone else in that same manner, and that person not be able to forgive them the way that I have? I have to deal with employees every day that take things that don't belong to them or say things that they shouldn't say. And I have to forgive them. But in my forgiving, if I don't correct the behavior, then I'm no better than that person."
Wow.
But the Kenya you have before you right now, I had to get to this point because, John, just like you said earlier, you can remember a time in your life where you wanted to get revenge, where you wanted to, you know, it was a 2-for-2. Right. And, you know, we get to a point that we grow past that and we begin to look at people. We begin to look at things differently.
Right. Right, right, right. I love that. So, I love that.
So one of the things, you know, I can share is my next project that comes out in July, and I'm doing it with a partner. The title of it is called CARE. And CARE stands for culture, attitude, respect, and energy. And it's CARE, the key to exceptional customer service. And somebody said, "Well, why did you put customer service on there?" Because no matter whether we're in church, whether we're in a department store, a restaurant, a car dealership, or even a hospital, they're providing a form of service.
Yes.
Even students in the classroom are receiving a service from their teacher. But what we've lost is the art of care. People don't care anymore. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to challenge people to care again. And how do we care? We care by changing the culture. Because a lot of it starts within the culture that we've established around us. It starts with the attitude that we bring to the table from ourselves and from others. It starts with simply respecting. And how do you respect others if you hadn't learned how to first respect yourself? And then what type of energy are you exuding when you walk into a room? Or what type of energy are you exuding when you're standing at a cash register or the teacher in front of a classroom or a nurse that walks into a patient's room? What type of energy are you exuding? And what I do within this book, my partner and I, we're challenging people to care again. Because if you care, it's easy to forgive.
It is.
If you care, you see the good in people instead of the act that they've committed in that moment. So care goes into so many different dynamics. And 17,000 words later, we finally finished writing this book and established a platform that called Care Transcends. Wow. Means that care goes above and beyond all things.
Wow.
And when you care, I believe it's easy to forgive.
It is. It is. I am with you on that, because that's my principle. I don't get upset. I just because I know I have flaws, and every human being has one flaw or the other. So I try to always, present my vulnerable self to people, letting them know if I have offended you in any way, shape, or form, please do not hesitate to let me know.
Yes.
And if you offend me, it won't stop me from loving you.
Yes.
It won't stop me from forgiving you, because I know if you know better, you would not intentionally want to hurt somebody else.
Exactly.
Right. So I will work with you to help you see the need to stop hurting people.
Yes.
To stop doing bad things that would, at the expense of other people.
Others.
Yeah, so thank you so much for sharing this wisdom with me. And how can people get your books? How can they find your books?
People can get my books. My books are on Amazon, they're in Walmart, Barnes and Nobles. But I like to educate people. Go to my website, And my website is www.misskenyaparks.com. Okay. And on my website, you can purchase my books directly from me. And when you purchase them directly from me, you get an autographed copy of my books. Mm-hmm. And any upcoming speaking engagements or anything that I have going on is right there on my website. And I'm on all the social media sites, but the one that I use the most, and I'm learning to use others, but the one that I use the most is Facebook. And I try to share a lot on Facebook because it's a platform where you get to reach a lot of people.
Yes.
But you can reach me on my website.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing. Ladies and gentlemen, her contact information is currently being displayed. We have people listening to just the audio. You can find her website right there in front of you. It's MissKenyaParks.com. She's also on Facebook. Search for Kenya Parks on Facebook. She is also on Twitter, officially Kenya, right? Is that correct? Yes, I found that one. So yes, you can find her contact information. Before I let you go, Kenya, I know there is definitely that man or that woman who is listening to us right now who has just been hurt badly by somebody, a friend, a family member, and they've been so hurt that they feel that they can never get past it.
Yes.
That they feel that this is it. They will never speak to that person again for life. Can you please give that man or that woman some hope for just 1 minute? Share with them the importance of letting go because of forgiveness, because we all know that it takes a lot of energy to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy can release some bad things in the body that can make them sick and die early just by holding a grudge. So I want you to please encourage that man or that woman that it is possible to forgive, to move on, and to set boundaries.
Matthew 6:14-15 says, "For ye forgive men that trespasses, for our heavenly Father forgive you." And I don't want you to think that you have a perfect woman speaking to you, because I'm far from perfect. But with God, I've learned that forgiveness is easy. Because one day I want him to say, "Daughter, well done." So I forgive because I am charged to forgive. I forgive because I care. But most importantly, I forgive because I understand that when a person offends, it's something that's broken within them, not something that's broken within me. So if you don't take anything else away from what I've said today, forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. And when you forgive a person, set boundaries. We don't have to do life with them. We don't have to even speak with them. But what you have to do, we are charged to love. We are charged to forgive. And we forgive. And we turn it over to God, understanding that with and through him, all things are made right. Thank you.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful word of... Thank you for sharing those words of encouragement. Now, a lot of people need to hear that. We know the world is currently filled with toxicity right now. There's so many people right now who are going through a high level of depression, a high level of anxiety, people are going through experiencing domestic violence, all forms of abuse. But this program, God put it in my heart to always bring people like you to spread positivity in the world. And that's the best I can do. That's the best we can do. Look, every other thing in the world can get to a point where they will say, oh, it's okay, it's too much, we don't need this anymore. But people can never stop needing motivation and inspiration.
Oh, yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. I agree totally.
It will never get to a point where they will say, hey, we've received too much motivation, too much inspiration. No. That's enough. No. So the reason I'm saying this is I want to commend you for all you do.
Thank you.
I thank you for all you do for humanity. I thank you for all the work you're doing to help people activate the greatness inside of them. God will grant you more grace, wisdom, knowledge, and the ability to take your life to greater heights. And for those of you who are listening to us, I want you to know that it is possible for you to forgive, because you have to do that for yourself. And yes. I want you to know that you have so much greatness inside of you that you don't even have to carry the load of unforgiveness with you. Because that spirit of unforgiveness, it closes doors, it shuts doors, it blocks opportunities, it blocks a lot of good things that can happen in your life. If you're listening to me, please follow Kenya Parks on Facebook. If you've got any questions, feel free to reach out to her. We thank God for technology these days. All you need to do is to send a message to her, and she'll be more than happy to guide you.
Okay.
I don't know where you're listening to me from. I don't know what you know about yourself. Neither do I know what the people around you know about you. But here is one thing that I, John, know about you who's listening to me right now. I know 100% that you are an abode of greatness.
Yes.
And I want you to know that today is the first day of the rest of your life. Go ahead and forgive. Go ahead and love again. But remember to set boundaries. Thank you, everybody. God bless you, Kenya. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. And I hope when next I invite you, you would be willing to come and share some wisdom and nuggets with my audience.
Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine. God bless you. Bye, everybody. Bye for now.